Hi, this is Patrick Johnson. I am looking forward to getting into today's content with you. But first, we need to hear from the attorneys.
The information provided in this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we don't guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for all members of the listening audience. Listening to this program should not be considered an engagement with SRS Capital Advisors, Inc. or Wealth Partner. Wealth Partner is a division of SRS Capital Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor whose principal office is located in Colorado. Patrick Johnson is an investment advisor representative of SRS Capital Advisors. Being a registered investment advisor or describing ourselves as being registered does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, where we believe financial wealth is one part of overall well-being. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Hello, this is Roger Severson. Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, Wise.
I'm speaking with Patrick Johnson. He is the managing partner and owner of Wealth Partner here in Colorado Springs, a different kind of money manager. I'll use that term because I think it goes much deeper than that. And one of the things we had talked about in the past is that your logo has seven different colors, and they're not pie chart, they're not graphs. They kind of blend in and out of one another. And that is your philosophy on not just money management, because that's not it. It's a bigger picture. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, a fundamental thesis of ours is that wealth is a rainbow and money is one of the colors. And maybe over time, folks will come to some awareness of what that was birthed out of in my own personal journey, having it all, so to speak, but then in a devastating season that was also beautiful in a strange way, I lost everything that we would call financial wealth, and my health and my spirituality, my faith, and then my son, his lungs were turning to cardboard. It was just this really devastating season. I was bedridden for a couple of years with Lyme disease and on and on. It was just a really tough season. And the prayer was always, you know, God, don't necessarily heal me from this, but through it. And my deepest desire was for peace. And it was in those early years of my career when I was meeting with a lot of success and building a nice practice and president of the Financial Planning Association. And just, we were starting our new firm, very exciting season. I was angry under the surface. I didn't have what I now call true wealth. I didn't have peace in my soul. And even though on the surface I was calm, cool, and collected, it was kind of like nicknamed the duck, you know, because under the surface I was just paddling like hell and anxious a lot. Fear drove me. And then in this moment, which I've written a novel about this, you can find it on our website. But in this moment, I came into this profound awareness of this light that wanted to shine through me, that was just full of love and wanting the best for myself, my family, but the world. And at the same time that I felt that light flowing through me, I absolutely saw it and felt it from everybody else. And I had a busy travel day that day, flying from Colorado back to Atlanta. And so I was in an airport and I just was in this state of awareness of the beauty that we all are. And we're aware of that to varying degrees. And at that same time, there was a newscast of jihadis cutting off the heads of Christians on the beaches. I think it was in Egypt. I'm not sure, but it was, my old reaction to that would have been anger and just, you know, who are these awful, rotten to the core people? And I didn't see them that way. I just saw these beautiful souls that were unaware of who and what they are. And so I came into this awareness of my true wealth and abundance as a way of being and seeing the world. I think this is what Jesus would have called the kingdom. This way of seeing that was so different, and that's what that experience birthed, this wealth's a rainbow, money is one of the colors ideas. And because I was in this devastating season and my son was dying, we had to make a cross-country move. It was challenging, to say the least. But I needed to start, I needed to be able to start calling my way out of debt. And it was the rough kind of debt, like, hey, buddy, I need 10 grand. I might be able to get you back in a few years. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to because I'm bedridden with Lyme disease. It was that kind of debt. Everything was piling up. It was awful. But I love this profession. Again, former president of the Financial Planning Association. I think there are a lot of advisors out there who are wearing white hats and they want the right things for their clients. And I wanted to be one of those. And so, but I just couldn't get over this. All I want to do is be a part of helping people see who and what they are and thriving into that. And so one morning while meditating by a creek where we had moved to Salida so that my son could get well, and in fact, he is, in fact, we're all firing at 200% of what we ever thought was possible. It's been an amazing run. And part of the health journey is part of this story and what will be on this podcast too, and hope to help other people with that. But I was praying, you know, what's my next move here? And just really sitting with that, meditating on that. And it was laid on my heart that, you're one of the guys with a white hat. Money is one of the number one stressors in our culture. That's consistently validated and supported by the American Psychological Association. So to the extent you can enter into somebody's experience with their money, help lift that burden, then to the extent that burden is lifted, Patrick, they're incrementally that much more free to be their fullest expression of self, and they can lean into that more. And that was the birth of this whole wealth partner thing. I thought it was a little woo-woo and crazy, and my pitch moved from what it used to be. We are excellent with returns and taxes and fee efficient. We're working as fiduciaries, et cetera. We have this incredible deliverable, but I didn't talk about any of that. Roger, it was like, people would come in and I would just sit across. So my office is set up like a living room, and we do everything on a big screen TV and just kind of work through numbers. And I sit there in this big leather chair that was the chair that I meditated in for years. It's actually a centerpiece in my novel. It got all this rich energy in it. And the office is set up where the clients are in a sofa across from me. And I couldn't help but just sit there like an idiot, just smiling at people. And the energy was good. The vibes were good, if you will. And I would just tell people, it was coming out of me. It was like, I know that I was trained to start talking about all the inefficiencies in their portfolio and why they really need me. And, you know, because we're better in these different tactical arenas. And again, while that was true, it just wasn't my heart, except knowing that, yeah, I've got a good deliverable. And I do think that we could help lift these burdens. But what I would tell people is, look, I see this beauty in you. If you're burdened in an arena that I can help you with, and I'm a tenured professional, credentialed and all that in financial planning and investment management. So if I can help lift a burden for you in that way, in any way, let me know what that is. And I'll tell you if I can lean into that with you and be of service. And if I can't, then I'll tell you that too. And it just led to the best 5 or 6 years of my career. And when we would solve the money part, then the natural question, if you're doing your job well as a financial advisor, yes, you're learning about the hopes and dreams and aspirations, but you're also learning about the illnesses and the fears and the estranged children. It's sacred space. And so the natural, it's like the nut has cracked, if you will. If you talk about money, that's the one thing in our culture that's the sacred cow. Nobody wants to talk about that, or it's like a socially taboo kind of thing to talk about. But coming to a professional, it's like, okay, we're going to jump into that sacred issue and all of the dynamics involved in that immediately, there's a natural like kinship or there's a vulnerability on behalf of the client that I have to be very careful with. And as I manage that well, this beauty that emerges in the relationship where and this was what's happened over the last few years, but I wanted to lean into that expansion of their health and the dimension, their wealth that's going well. So it's not a stress-based approach or cortisol-based approach to coaching that we've employed over these years, but it's more of a salutogenic, a health promotion approach, whereas we focus on the things that are working really well. And if there are challenges, fears, estranged children, et cetera, then we say, let's gently hold space for that and talk about it. So then that led to me becoming a professional certified life coach, and that has gone well. And the original drawing for our dimensions of wealth, we drew from the National Wellness Institute and all their data and all their research. This is all evidence-based. And the different dimensions of well-being as they qualify them are social, emotional, avocational and vocational, physical, spiritual, and intellectual. I added financial to that because it is a dimension and it's a very, very important dimension and it needs to be tended to with tactical excellence. But then what about the other dimensions of well-being? So the Gen 1 pie charts were clearly delineated slices of the pie because that's my background, because you need so much in small cap, mid cap, large cap. You know, that was the old approach. But then the reality is I would open up these new conversations with clients, or they're not even really new. I was just going deeper because I was aware of the circumstances we were talking about, but leaning into those circumstances, I started to see very clearly that our financial life impacts our spiritual life impacts our avocational and vocational life, which impacts our intellectual life, et cetera. It all swirls and whirls together. So that's where I came up with the branding of each color in my colorful branding, whether it's the peace sign or the wealth partner logo of the two boxes linking arms. It's meant to reflect a whole soul, if you will. Everybody's beautiful and shining in their own different ways, and all of these different dimensions of well-being are swirling and whirling together with different dimensions being highlighted at different times. I used to kind of call it a kaleidoscope, and I like that a lot. So that's the history behind it, and that is how my practice brand has grown out of a traditional wealth management firm that we still use. I'm still very involved in an advisor with SRS Capital. And our history and what we've built, I'm very proud of. It's just that the practice brand here locally is now Wealth Partner, because truly we've emerged into a new way of being as a financial services firm. And I think there needs to be an evolution in financial services. I really do. When increasingly you can do for 10 basis points on an iPhone what financial advisors are routinely charging a point and a half for on a $1 million portfolio, that is a significant delta. It's a lot of money. And what value are we adding in this era of technology? And I'm not doing this for fee preservation or market survival. I'm doing it from a place in my heart. But I also envision a day when the industry sees the success that we're having and they say, let's pivot and let's start moving into this. And industry study after industry study is showing that that's what clients are wanting. But the response from the industry thus far is, okay, ask a financial advisor to be a life coach. That takes a unique person. Where I think that we're doing it right and what we're building out is, we have two different divisions within our firm, and one is traditional financial counseling and the other is health and well-being. So that's the little bit of the backstory, a little bit of the color, and putting some color on the sketch of what just answering the color question would have been. Maybe that gives listeners some context for more of who we are and the heart behind it.
On that note, we'll be back right after this.
The Healthy Wealthy Wise Show is underwritten by Wealth Partner, a unique wealth management firm based in Colorado Springs. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. We believe prudent stewardship of one's financial life is critical to overall well-being, and this is where we begin our relationship with clients. Our highly personalized financial planning process is designed to reduce stress so clients can more fully enjoy all the dimensions of their true wealth. And to help clients thrive, we also offer powerful, cutting-edge, evidence-based health and well-being services. Wealth Partner is a rapidly growing company, which has evolved out of an award-winning fiduciary wealth management firm, currently managing well over $1 billion in client assets. And our offering is priced at a fraction of the cost of most firms. If this unique approach to wealth management interests you, please visit our website at www.wealthpartner.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Wealthy Wise on KRDO News Radio. Here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Welcome back to Healthy Wealthy and Wise with Patrick Johnson. He is the managing partner and owner of Wealth Partner. That's W-E-L-L-T-H, partner. And I'm your host today, Roger Severson. You know, it's funny you were talking about shining light. Last week, my wife... She was online and found a YouTube video about a woman who had had a near-death experience and saw herself rising up out of her body while the doctors were trying to bring her back.
Wow,
and
yeah.
Her story goes that she met God, at least in her mind, you know, who's to say, but she met God and went up and had a conversation with him. And one of the points was, you know what, you think you're better because you don't gossip about people, but in your heart, you still throw, and I'll use a vernacular, shade. You throw shade on these people, and you think you're better just because still in your heart you are judging them and, you know, rather than embracing them and giving them the light and giving them the love. And I just found that interesting in your story that was kind of your journey too, that it was one of those things that, you know, is almost an epiphany where, you know, if I just act a little bit different, I can, you know, be a better person, give other people light and, you know, joy and whatever they need rather than always thinking about myself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And a lot to that. And I would even quickly respond to that specific to the, if I can just change myself a little bit or be this different way. For me, the experience has been more letting go. There's an old saying, I'm coming out of the Christian tradition and I celebrate all traditions, but I used to love this saying, let go and let God. It meant something different to me then than it does now, but it really is more of a, I don't see myself as, I'm just waking up. I'm showing up and things are just flowing through me. it's a different kind of success, like more success now than I had kind of Gen One, if you will, when I felt like I needed to do it. It was more like the more I can, it is more like the more that I just wake up and set aside any expectations for what will show up or what, how Patrick needs to show up in the world, the more emerges. It's like you and me sitting here now talking about this great stuff on the air. I would never have thought about this 6 months ago. You know, it's just, it's interesting to see the doors that open and the synchronicities, I guess is what you could call them. As you do just let go. So I really don't take any credit for this. I'm not, I don't have an agenda or a mission. I can see some real beauty happening in the world if this just continues to flow through. But it is a light, and it's the same light that everybody has. Again, we're just aware of it to varying degrees. And I guess I had a very acute gift for about 2 or 3 years. And in that moment, when I came into this awareness of who and what everybody is, it's not unique to me. This is an experience that many people have had throughout human history, well documented. So I'm nothing special in this. And it's something that we all ultimately have access to. But my Lyme disease was cured. It was a spontaneous remission. And Jeffrey Redeker he's a Harvard medical doctor and a Princeton theologian. And he started studying spontaneous remission and spiritual experience, and really fascinating. So it was this acute moment. The name of the novel that I wrote about it is One Conscious Breath. I think you're reading it now.
Yes,
actually.
I am. I'm about chapter 3 or 4 right now.
So it's an interesting moment in time for me when the paradigm shifted. It happened to be my time. And I just hope that more and more people, that light turns on, because it's one candle in a dark room.
Right.
And it just pushes that darkness away. And if ever in our culture we need more lights shining, it's now. And so that's the hope with this show, is just to put good stuff out there that helps lights shine in all of the different dimensions of well-being, not just specific to financial services, although we do start our relationships there, and that is how we monetize. But the goal is that we're just putting stuff out that people can employ in their own lives that will help them shine brighter. We do this thing. Do I have a minute for an anecdotal story?
Yeah, absolutely.
So our health and well-being offering right now is called Salugenics. Very proud of this. It is a monthly themed program, and it's held on an app. So you have an app on your phone, you click on the app, it opens up to your portal, and each month there are different modalities for well-being that we're leaning into. Evidence-based, led by my director of health and well-being, who's also my wife, Jenny, and she facilitates interaction. Like this month, it's gut health. So interesting, like what's the gut-brain connection? Something that a lot of people aren't aware of, but truly your gut really, it is a brain in a very real sense. And I need to get Jenny on the show a few times to talk about this stuff.
But love to have her.
Yeah, she's delightful and very knowledgeable about this this arena. And so on the Salugenics interface, there's a chat feature. So you can just, you know, people sharing their experiences. And then at the end of the month, we all get together and talk on Zoom, those of us that are interested in having the meeting. It's available to all clients. You know, they don't have to take advantage of it. But those that are, it's incredible what's happening. Like people are, in fact, reaching out to estranged children, commitments to health, et cetera. But one of them, Roger, that was so fun that you'll appreciate was last month was love. All right. So that's self-love, divine love, love for others. And we were leaning into various modalities for how to cultivate that in our life experience. And this one client of mine, I won't say a last name, but I can share a first, I guess. I don't really know what etiquette is. Melinda, she is just lovely, just this lovely woman. But she carries some fear, you know, around market volatility, which is normal. And I think she's not at all I know for a fact. I mean, I counsel people every day in this dimension or this arena of well-being. And it's very consistent, especially right now, like what's going on with banks and what's happening with the equity markets and even the bond market. And she, when we talk, she always leaves the office more at peace, which is our mission and our goal. Not because we're putting our heads in the sand, but because that really is what we care about. And often it's a different story among economists and people that really know what's going on in the space than what the fear-mongering headlines are suggesting. So she just comes in occasionally for her checks. But I hadn't seen her for 6 months or so. It had been a while, and it had been a volatile season. But she's in this mighty network, this Salugenics offering that we have available for clients. And she's been practicing a modality that was not in the curriculum, but just thinking about it, like there was a loving kindness meditation. There was a certain prayer, a certain song that Jenny had put out. But Melinda had just gotten clever and thought the theme of this is just good vibes, right? And so she just said, I just started smiling. Just started walking down the street smiling. And in a very real sense, we're creating our own realities around that. So it she said it was amazing, Patrick. This is in the chat feature. So I almost envisioned her in my office sitting across from me having this delightful conversation because I know her so well. But via text, and I could feel her delight in this. Like, I'm just smiling to the checkout clerk at the grocery store or walking down the street. People are smiling back. And if we ever need that, again, it's now. And then she said it's even leading to some of the most beautiful conversations. So the whole investment that I've made in Salugenics and scaling it out and all the work that's gone into it and the management of it, that's worth it for that one text from the long-term client. And that's what we're doing at Wealth Partner. It's really just good vibes, man. I mean, there is something to that. I believe we have two ways of being in the world. You can have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, you know, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, to round it out, you know, the old biblical fruit of the spirit, right? Mm-hmm. That's a high vibe life. And then with the same intonation and inflection, I could say anger, hatred, jealousy, rage, name all the lower vibrational states. And there's like a different vibration to that. It's just a lower vibe. So I think in our souls, we're designed to vibrate in that higher vibrational state. We need to be aware when we're operating in a lower vibrational state. And then what are our modalities for coming back into that higher vibrational state? And the more we stay there, the more we're aware that that's our home frequency. And the more people you have staying there, the more lights that are shining more consistently, which brings other light into other rooms. And it's a match. It's a matchbox. Matches start firing off left and right. And so that's what it's all about for me. And that's the mission behind this. And I guess I've started to prattle a bit because I get passionate about it. I'm off point from your original question. I'll stop there. But
there is no point. You have to follow. That's the whole thing about program. Yeah, I mean, we wander down different trails that we
man.
Go
yeah,
into.
Yeah, it's fun. But it is something that cloaks the light that we have inside us, is this need to be seen. And going back to that earlier comment, the more that we can let that go, is the more our light shines. And just kind of, it's a thought about needing to be seen. It's not you, your essential self. You are the light. You don't need to be seen. You just are radiant. And the ego gets involved and wants to make a story about life as circumstances. And it's how we relate to those stories that keep us from smiling more and just being our most authentic selves. And so a big part of our work with clients is just start there. You know, Melinda has it right. Just start with a smile, but it's also in letting go of the thing that's prohibiting the smile. And it seems to often be the stories that we carry around our life circumstances. And that some people don't like hearing that. And I can understand that, but that is ultimately what it relates to. It's all thought, except for the present moment. The future is just a thought. The past is just a thought. The present moment is what exists. And in that, you can be at peace and smile.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I brought this up last time. I listen to podcasts all the time, and one of them was they had done a study with people hooked up stuff to their brains and found out that organic happiness, non-organic happiness, like just putting yourself in a happy mood, stimulates the same part of the brain as hearing something that brings you pleasure.
Yeah.
And so I've always tried to take away from that. Choose happiness. Not always easy. I mean, we're people and we get hung up in our day to day and somebody cuts us off in traffic or, you know, something happens and, you know, we just have to shake our head. But trying to refocus yourself back to that spot and try to give grace, I think that's another thing that's terribly lacking these days, that we don't take the time to kind of see things from somebody else's point of view, you know. And I think that lack of grace is, you know, Don Henley said it was a graceless age in the End of Innocence, I think, that album, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And to a certain degree, we are kind of in a graceless age. And if we could just influence a few people to come back and feel good about things themselves, their relationships, I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And that's well said. And I've not heard that study, but I can see how that's true. Because it's true in different, in other dimensions, in the well-being circles, if you will. So, for example, one of the things that I employed heavily last month was loving kindness meditation, and I just put my own words to it. But the idea is, so meditation can take all kinds of different forms. But my heart to outbound love, it's I wish you love and kindness. I wish you comfort and security. I wish you. In my case, what I'm wishing for other people is community and laughter. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I wish you peace. But what you do is you wish that for yourself first. You know, self-love and start there and wish that for yourself. And then you wish it for somebody that you kind of know. And then you wish it for somebody that's just rubbed you wrong.
Yeah.
You just aren't feeling great about, and then you do it for the world. Yeah. But the studies show the heart coherence and the neural pathways that fire up when you're using loving kindness meditation and the ongoing lasting benefits of just sincerely, if you're doing it right, you're trying to connect with that in you that really does want that. Again, get the ego out of the way and all the stories out of the way. But at our root, like, we're best as humans when there's tragedy. Think about 9/11. The firefighters that ran up that tower and the first responders, people running into that and the community just rallying together. And that's just one example that comes to mind because it was such a formative part of my adult life. But that is a great example of what happens time and time and time again. Human beings, we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. That old hippie saying is just true. And that energy, that light in us is strongest when it's bonded. And often that happens in seasons of tragedy. You can also find that euphoria in a worship service, for example, but there is an energetic connection. And if the more that we can do to eliminate the thing in front of our eyes that's keeping us from seeing the light that is the other person, then once we heal ourselves, it frees others to heal themselves as well. And the light starts growing brighter. Are you familiar with that Marianne Williamson quote about being light? Have you heard?
Perhaps. Tell me.
I'm just going to read this, if that's all right. She says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Well, actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small, does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others."
That's fabulous.
Isn't that fantastic? And that was my one conscious breath, that waking up moment. And yes, I have my practices to hold center throughout the day, but I just hope that we have a little bit of an impact as God wants to use it. We're just tools in the hands of the surgeon. And as we have that little bit of impact, whether it's through a KRDO radio show or a text with a client on the Salugenics app, there is a liberation that happens. Mm-hmm. And so this is just an extension of what started many years ago with me, with just trying to lift burdens. When these people are liberated, they're shining brighter to their grandkids, their families. One of our life coaching sessions helped a client who was a grandmother and recently retired, very successful CFO of a company. And she was just trying to connect with what she wanted to do. And she finally realized that she wanted to take back up piano, but at the same time, she was struggling because she wanted to spend time with her grandkids, granddaughter in particular. Granddaughter, it turns out, wanted to take piano lessons. So as Sheila just freed herself to lean into what she wanted to do, the universe let that come together for more light shining. And as more people are freed, you know, the scales fall from the eyes and prisoners set free in a very real sense. This is feeling like a very spiritual talk. And that's a big part. That's probably the anchoring theme of my life is spirituality. And so that is going to be a part of this. But it is ultimately lifting burdens so people can shine that light. As people are more freed to shine, others are more freed. And I envision and hold out hope for a season when we have world peace. So there's my mission.
Well, thank you so much. I had a great time today. And we'll see you again next week. And thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Roger.
Listeners are encouraged to consult a professional advisor before implementing any of the strategies presented. The material in this program is for education purposes and is not intended to provide investment, tax, legal, health, or medical advice. Past performance does not guarantee future success. Information in this program is not an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell the investments, investment strategies, securities, or well-being services mentioned herein. All expressions of opinion reflect the judgment of the speakers as of the date of the radio show and are subject to change and are not statements of material fact. Opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all of the supporting facts to verify these opinions. The advisor may not transact business in states where it is not appropriately registered, excluded, or exempted from registration. Individualized responses to persons that involve either the affecting of transaction and securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made without registration or exemption.